The last parish I was assigned to when I was still with the Diocese of Burlington was one that had a rather interesting priest who had been there before, many, many years before he was deceased. But he was a legendary figure in this parish. It was his first assignment as an associate, and it was his last assignment as a pastor, and there were no assignments in between. He spent his entire life in this one parish. And he was a builder. He built a magnificent church, a rectory, a school, and a convent. One of the things that was interesting about this parish when all of those buildings were constructed quite early in the founding of the parish was that these buildings were built by woolen mill workers. They did not have a lot of money. They were poor, but they had some things and they brought them. They brought money, but they also brought skills to build the building, to cut the wood, to do the kinds of things that were necessary so that labor, which is often the most expensive part of any building project, was much less expensive. He was an interesting character. He and the bishop were good friends, except when they weren't, and they fought. And they fought a lot, and the bishop threatened to move him. But then I think he would realize he didn't want his friend that far away, and so he relented. What was amazing about this parish is that the church surrounded the lives of the people. In addition to these buildings, there was one he did not build. There was a Catholic hospital less than a mile away, built by the religious hospitalers of St. Joseph. Indeed, from the moment they were born until the time they died, every aspect of their life was connected to this church. It's a building that's gorgeous. But far more gorgeous was the faith and the acting of faith that it inspired. Whenever we celebrate the dedication of a church, we're not really focused on the fact that we built a building. It's not about, well, yay for us, good, what, look what we did. It's always about the building of a building for the purpose of the conversion of our hearts. Because we know a building alone does not guarantee conversion of the heart. It didn't in the Old Testament. The beautiful temple built by Solomon did not prevent the people of Israel from turning away from God and worshiping false gods and doing horrible and hideous things. We know in our own tradition, the church buildings did not prevent the scandals that we are still looking to recover from and to demonstrate our sincerity and genuineness and honesty that we are changed, that we are better, that we respond differently. We know the building alone only has its effectiveness if we recognize what Jesus said in the gospel, that we come here to worship in spirit and in truth, and when we here encounter the Lord Jesus Christ, we allow him to change our hearts. We focus not simply on the external, but far more importantly on the internal. What the worship of Jesus present here in every celebration of the Eucharist, what that presence of Jesus does for us. How the Holy Spirit moves among us every time we pray in this chapel. And we look to see what that Spirit of God does for us. Every action we do here is a Trinitarian action. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are active and alive, and we ask simply that God open our eyes to help us to recognize his phenomenal presence in our midst. Today, as we remember the great generosity of the Benson family, not only in building this chapel, but also in other tremendous and wonderful Dominican things in the southern province, we pray for them, for their generosity. We pray that they may receive the reward of their labors. But we pray most especially that we might be truly grateful for their gift by allowing our lives to be changed by the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.